execute prisoner in three.
But then, that would be incredibly lucky.
2, 1.
And sometimes, even a Time Lord's luck runs out.
Fire!
Mills, why did you just blast those security robots? Not that I'm not grateful.
I'll explain later. Come on, we're getting out of here before they realise what's happened.
Seems like my luck held out after all.
The doctor's been gone a long time.
You know that doctor. Once you get him talking, you can never shut him up. He's probably talking that professor's ear off.
Gentlemen, we meet again.
We don't want to take up any more of your time. We'll just be on our way.
Nonsense. Besides, your friend the doctor is waiting here in the auditorium.
He is?
Why, yes. He and I had quite an interesting chat. Come along. I promised I wouldn't keep him waiting.
I think we can stop now, Mr. Mills.
All right. But once Gawain finds out you've escaped, he'll send every robot he's got to sweep this station.
Now then, perhaps you'd like to tell me why exactly you saved me back there.
Well, I assumed you'd been sent here for the same reason as me. The Earth Intelligence Agency sent me here to watch over Leckard. He's dangerous, you see. A few years ago, he crossed the Galactic Bank, embezzled millions from them.
And yet, here he is, having his project funded by them. Very interesting.
You got that right, Doc. So, Intelligence sent me here undercover. Thrace too, though now he's dead, of course. We've been keeping an eye on Leckard and this new project the bank was financing. It's revolutionary tech they have here, Doctor.
Yes, too revolutionary. Technology like that takes more than a year to refine, and if I remember my history correctly, shouldn't be showing up for mainstream access just yet.
If you know Leckard's cheating people here, I'm going to arrest him right now.
We have no proof, though, Mr. Mills.
Well, we can't just hang around here. We've got to do something.
And we will. But first, I need to find my friends. From what Tor Gawain said, Nick may be in serious trouble.
Look, we appreciate the grand tour and all, but we really need to be getting back to the doctor, so...
Oh, I shouldn't think the doctor will be missing you. Now, who wants a special private go in my machine?
What do you mean?
You are not going to put Nick in there!
Oh yes, I am. And unlike you, he won't be coming out again. Not ever. Guards, put young Nick there in the Paradise Machine. The wonderful, wonderful Paradise Machine.
You're a loony! We haven't done anything! Let me go!
No! Nick! Oi, let him go!
You know, you would be funny if you weren't so pathetic. Ah, well, I'll laugh anyway.
No, you can't do this!
Switch on!
Hello? Is anyone there?
Welcome to Paradise.
This place looks familiar.
I dare say it should be, Nick. You've worked here for years.
Doctor? But how did you... Hang on. What do you mean, worked here? Where's here?
Why, clear waters, of course. You're the star, Nick. Now hurry over there to June. She needs some help. Her performance has been dire today.
June? June River?
Nick! Oh, Nick, thank goodness you're here. You have to help me with these lines. I'm struggling to find my muse, darling. What is my motivation for electrocuting Uncle Barney with my curling tongs?
It must be true. All that other stuff, Rob and the Golden Moon Space Station, that was the dream. Ha! How could I have thought it was real?
Doctor, is it really necessary to walk so quickly? I think those robots would have caught us by now if Garain suspected something was wrong. And why the blazes are we heading this way? It's the back of the auditorium, isn't it?
We have to find Nick. I don't trust your paradise machine one bit, especially as you seem reluctant to tell me what goes on in there.
Because I don't know. Look, maybe it's kosher. Maybe all those people are transported to some kind of paradise. It's just that I know Tor Garain, and I know Leckard, and neither of them are known for their charitable natures. You know what I'm saying? If Leckard hit a Morlocks in his Fiat Marvel, he wouldn't stop to call for help. He'd go back and finish it off with a magnetic clamp.
One thing I don't understand is that the subjects are shut into a small area. If they're killed in there, where do the bodies go? And how are they killed? Ah, here we are, the back of the machine. Now, can we find out what's going on in there?
You mean inside the fantasy world? Sure, I can key into the visual matrix and we can view the output from this screen. If your friend's inside, that is. But are you sure you want to look? You know, I don't want to cast aspersions, Doctor, but some people's fantasies are kind of private.
Nick's not like that. He's an intelligent, decent young man. I know his innermost desires would be nothing less than wholesome.
Oh my God, you are a big guy. Why don't you come over here, baby?
The studio lights are so hot. Do you mind if I strip off?
Whoa, boy. No, wait, come back.
I'm sorry, your credits have expired. I'm the voice of the Galactic Bank, and your funds are too low for Paradise to continue.
Of course. My old memories. They've all come back. None of that was real.
The Galactic Bank thinks it unlikely that you'll be able to afford another visit to Paradise. So instead, your life will now be terminated.
I'm just in an empty hold aboard the Golden Moon. But wait a moment. Those are bodies. Dead bodies everywhere.
Do not move.
This is what happens to everyone. They all get shot.
It's a big swizz.
That's it. That's the trick. Nick thinks the simulation has ended, but it's still going on.
Are you sure?
Of course. It wouldn't be practical to shoot everyone who goes in, one at a time like that.
So what's the idea? He only thinks he's about to die?
I don't know. Maybe we should see what happens next.
I'm done for. There's no way out.
But wait a moment. What's this?
He will now be annihilated.
It's a hatch in the floor. A way out. I'm saved.
There is no escape.
If only those other poor saps had found it.
He doesn't realise that it's still an illusion. But what's the point?
Oh, I should imagine that hatch is real, all right. The only real thing inside the Paradise Machine. It probably leads straight down.
Down? Into deep space? But if you're right, your friend is about to skydive into infinity. We have to do something.
No!
I blame you for the Doctor being at large, Leckard. Security of the project was your number one priority. And now, not only has the Doctor escaped somewhere, but one of his accomplices is on the run aboard your station, and knows about the machine. Find the Doctor, find the others, and maybe I'll call off your debts.
We're ready for full-scale implementation now. There's nothing the Doctor can do about that. I'm going to the auditorium in a few minutes to meet the first set of volunteers for the Paradise Machine.
So, those gullible fools have already begun queuing up. How easy it is to part a fool from his money. I shall join you shortly to help herd the lambs to the slaughter.
I do loathe that reptile.
Looks like he's got you on a leash, Controller.
You shut your mouth. The only reason you're still alive is that you may prove a useful bargaining chip with the Doctor.
You're insane, you know that? I've met some nutters in my time with the Doctor, and we're talking cherry-soaked, full-butter, thick-sliced fruitcakes. But you take the biscuit.
Be silent, or be silenced.
By what? Your useless guards?
Ow! Step away from my friend, Controller.
Doctor! Doctor, it's Nick. They've put him into their machine.
It's okay, Rob. He's safe. And I know all about the so-called Paradise Machine.
I was wondering how long it would take you to work it out, Doctor.
Let Rob go.
No, you're in no position to dictate terms.
I knew you were a criminal, Leckard. That much was obvious. But I never realised you were insane.
Sanity is overrated.
The whole project is the work of a madman, Leckard. Fooling people into believing they are entering their own dream world and then letting them drop into space. Surely you can at least see what you're doing is wrong.
One man's wrong is another man's Christmas bonus, Doctor.
See? Nutter!
We'll stop you, Leckard. You won't get another person in that machine so long as I'm still breathing.
Doctor, are you alright?
I'm fine. I've just been having a chat with the controller here.
All right, Leckard. Hands up.
Aren't you my chief of security?
Yes, and I'm keeping you secure.
Attention. All guests should proceed to the main auditorium. The Paradise Machine inaugurations are due to begin.
I think we should escort the controller to his auditorium.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Please, Mills. Do as I say. I'll explain later.
Right, all right, controller. Get moving.
Doctor? What are you doing?
Later, Rob, later.
We're at the auditorium, Doctor.
Good. Let's take the controller here to the stage to talk to his adoring masses.
I know you're planning something, Doctor, but the instant I am threatened, my robot guards will...
Just keep moving.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that this man has lied to you all.
Nonsense!
The Paradise Machine is not what it appears to be. My young friend here was placed in the machine, only to find it actually led to nothing but his attempted murder.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not believe this man. Doctor, can you put your hand on your hearts and say that my machine in any way tried to make your friend do anything against his will?
Well...
Did it try and kill him? Did it have any hostile influence against him?
Well, no, but...
You see, everyone, he admits it. The machine is harmless.
You're the criminal here, Leckard. Listen to the Doctor, everyone, please.
This isn't going well. The Doctor's not convincing them.
Do not trust these jealous men. You all saw the successful demonstration earlier. You saw it before your own eyes. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, no criminals. But I assure you, all is well.
The Baron of Morales is not convinced. I wish to see proof. I think that man may have been right.
Very well. You wish to see proof? What if I were to test the machine? Would that satisfy you all?
That would be satisfactory.
Very well. If you will all turn your attention to the screen, you will see everything go as it should. I shall re-emerge from the machine later to meet with you all once again.
Leckard, I'm warning you now. If you go into that machine, you'll meet with exactly the same fate as the poor wretches who preceded you. Don't do it.
The hollow words of a loser, Doctor. Once they see me enter and emerge successfully, the poor fools will be convinced. My guards are not permitted to harm me, and you should have thought of that.
Then if you're not going to believe me, I've done all I can for you.
Guards, activate the machine when I am inside.
Yes, Controller.
Doctor, what have you done? You have got a plan, haven't you?
Well, let's just say Mills and I made a few alterations to the machine while you were recovering from it earlier.
Now this is going to be interesting. Just what does a megalomaniac super psycho nutjob dream about in his special little dreams?
Where else could I find someone as spineless and easy to control? Gods!
Oh no! No, no, please!
Goodbye, Professor.
No!
The whole project's the work of a madman, Leckard.
The Baron was appalled!
Entering their own dream world, and then letting them drop into space. It's horrifying.
It's showing his memories. But how did you?
A simple inversion of the Matrix feed. Instead of depicting the user's thoughts and dreams, it now displays their actual memories. In Leckard's case, his recent crimes.
I'm sorry, your credits have expired. I'm the voice of the Galactic Bank, and your funds are too low for Paradise to continue. The Galactic Bank thinks it unlikely that you'll be able to afford another visit to Paradise. So instead, your life will now be terminated.
No! No! I've got to get out of here!
He slipped. He's going to fall down the exit hatch.
What happened?
He fell out of the bottom of the machine. It leads down, straight into space. It was the trap that the machine lured its victims into, creating a false reality that makes them believe it's the real one, and driving them to their deaths. Leckard's out there somewhere, just floating in the blackness.
God, how many people had he killed?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think what you have just seen is evidence that Controller Leckard was nothing more than a murderous criminal. And if you pay Torgrain a visit, I'm sure he will be perfectly willing to refund your money.
Well played, Doctor. But how did you know Leckard would enter the machine?
I didn't, for certain, but I knew his own ego would prove his downfall. He was so determined that the project would work, he would be willing to risk anything to prove his so-called genius. And he was confident his own guards wouldn't dare harm him. I knew the only way to convince the audience would be to show them inside his head. A risky gamble, but I'm sorry I had to put you all into danger.
Don't worry about it, Doctor. As long as that psychopath got his comeuppance...
Well, Doctor, it's over. The galaxy's richest men are getting their money back, and the station is being converted into a health spa.
Really? Maybe we'll come back when it's done.
Doctor!
Mr. Garain?
You were behind all this. Don't think you can just...
I wouldn't bet on Mr. Garain receiving any punishment for this, Mr. Mills.
Too true, Doctor. Justice can be bought. And I had no idea what Controller Leckard was up to. I am as horrified as you are.
I suggest you get out of here before I have my guards escort you off this station.
Oh, I'm going. But I'm sure we shall meet again, Doctor. And next time.
We will see about next time.
Great! There's someone else to put on our enemies list.
Thank you for all of your help, Mr. Mills.
Always been a pleasure, Doctor, after I got over my initial dislike of you.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
And do try and enjoy yourself some more. I think you could use some time in that spa yourself.
Maybe you're right, Doctor. Maybe you're right.
You know what? Even though I know it was all fake, being in my own paradise was pretty fun for a while.
So was fame all you thought it would be?
It had its good points. Mostly involving babes in wet t-shirts.
At least there weren't naughty goings on in my fantasy.
No, there weren't.
There's still one thing that I fail to grasp here, Doctor. How did you rescue Nick from the paradise machine? Why didn't he fall out of the bottom of the machine as well?
Oh, but he did, Rob. By the time Mills and I had realised what was going on, Nick had dropped through the hatch and out of the bottom of the spaceship.
What?
Fortunately, I was able to reach the TARDIS in time, materialise immediately under the ship, and he simply dropped through the doors.
So Nick got quite the last minute rescue.
And a very big scare, I see.
It's always the same. You two wind up in trouble, and it's me who bails you out.
You know, Doctor, there is such a thing as being too smug.
Yes, you don't have to be so pleased when we get it wrong.
It was never like this with my young friend Ed. Did I ever tell you about him?
Only about a million times, Doctor.
Now, he was a good companion. There was this time on Mimazor. We'd been shopping for a new trellis for the TARDIS Gardens when we bumped into the Master, who was plotting to take over every hardware store in the galaxy.
Give me strength. Well, Rob, we've got to do something about him.
With a strategically placed rake. You just don't get companions with that ingenuity anymore.
Whatever. I'm going into the TARDIS.
What's up with him?
Haven't you noticed, Doctor? Since you picked us up again from Peladon, we haven't been able to measure up. It's just been Ed this and Ed that and Ed the other. When we defeated the space hens of Krakenkar last week, you said Ed could have done it quicker. And Nick spent a whole hour doing your ironing, and all you could say was that the creases weren't as nice as when Ed used to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I just miss him. Come on, I'll try harder to be more fair in the future.
Doctor! Doctor!
What on earth is it, Nick?
The TARDIS! It's full of... full of...
full of what?
Daleks!
How? How could this have happened? There's only one thing we can do to escape. Here, grab hold of this.
The time ring? But you said you'd never separate us from the TARDIS under any circumstances.
These are Daleks, Rob. There's no time to do anything else.
But Doctor...